is everyone? It's just a question of luck. Come on in, take a look around. Won't you come inside our junkyard? Come on in, let's take a ride around the grounds. You see that piece over there? That piece. Are you people blind? That's too bad. Anyways. If you could see that piece over there, it's some kind of modern art, you know. I made it myself. Out of junkyard to the park. I got one for every single man. Cincinnati.
close.
It's Newport, Kentucky.
Fallen Dan, he knows the way. He's got the map, the street bag.
Oh, you wanna go?
Thank you.
He did it the first set, he can't do it again.
Jolly!
Jolly!
It's against our religious principles. Where were you half an hour ago? We already did that one too. We're gonna do a song most of you've never heard right now. It's called Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide.
Lord of all I see,
driving down, while I'm driving down the road. It starts with two and then there's one. It's hard for one to get along. Now I'm just the king of the bed. And Lord, of all I see, just a table full of empty. I am the king. I am the king of beds. I'm the king of beds. We were driving just like this. Ho! Another chance, that night I wouldn't drive, I wouldn't drive so fast. But of course that's in the past, there is no going back, there is no going back. Now I'm just a king of bed. Give me one more beer.
Make him come get it, bartender.
I don't think I've had enough. No, I don't think so at all. You know who I am? I am the king. rode on a patch of ice. I grabbed the roof as the earth caved in. I thought I was lucky then.
Saw the video today, and it's a video of this next song. Thanks, Neil. Thanks, Peter. Peter's not here. Thanks, Neil.
We're having a sort of melancholy encore here. You know? Bittersweet, maybe. We're gonna transmogrify into a little bit of anger now. Okay? So you shouldn't be feeling, you know, more East Coast or something.
Yeah. the art school punk getting on my nerves. They're killing all the fun in rock and roll. I hope it's not too late to say the only thing I ever loved.
How did you know you could get us to come back? Yeah.
Well, I tried. Thank you.
people come up to us and they ask us that same old question. They go, why do you guys call yourselves They go, we don't care. And we have to tell them. We said, listen, once upon a time you saw before you right here, form, happy, contented young men who had a beautiful understanding and supportive woman waiting for them at home every night.
I don't know what it is that's wrong with a man, but they just have this tendency to take things for granted.
Well, we were guilty. Guilty is even more than the next guy, he said. We were running around, having all kinds of fun, and we never really gave much of a thought to the woman that we loved at home, and we just thought she'd just be there forever and forever. One day the cold, harsh reality sunk in, and we found ourselves all living alone without a hope in the world. And that was the moment when we decided that we had to dedicate the rest of our lives. We had to prostrate ourselves on the altar of womanhood. Yeah. On the altar of womanhood, we lay ourselves down and we said, we swear to uphold those three little words. They said, treat her right, take my side.
I get it all the fucking time.